I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. New Year's Day in Georgia is shaping up to be a very cold one. Highs today range from the mid-20s to the low 40s, and wind chill advisories are in effect north of Atlanta and in parts of southwest Georgia. Overnight, temperatures will drop into the teens and 20s. Officials are reminding people to bring pets inside, let a faucet drip to prevent freezing pipes, protect vegetation, and check on elderly relatives and neighbors. Well, those who traveled to Pasadena, California to see the Georgia Bulldogs in the Rose Bowl won't have any weather worries. It will be sunny and 76 at game time this afternoon. The Dogs are playing Big 12 champion Oklahoma at 5 p.m. on ESPN. The winner faces either Alabama or Clemson in the College Football National Championship game next Monday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Dogs are hoping to duplicate the success of the Falcons, who defeated the Carolina Panthers 22-10 in a win-or-go-home game yesterday. The Falcons travel to Los Angeles to face the Rams on Saturday in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. The Falcons are looking to defend their NFC Championship title. You'll recall they lost to the New England Patriots in last year's Super Bowl. Today, an Obama-era program that could help people who use Section 8 vouchers rent in areas with better schools and nicer homes goes into effect. The Atlanta metro area is one of 23 across the country in which the so-called Small Area Fair Market Rents Rule must be adopted. According to the AJC, the new rule requires HUD to determine market rate subsidies by averaging rents from individual zip codes rather than entire metro-wide areas. Using the larger areas tends to pull down the average rent figure because it includes the parts of town with the cheapest rents. The result is subsidies that are insufficient to pay rent in the affluent areas. The new rule does not come with additional federal funding, nor does it require landlords to accept Section 8 housing vouchers, even if they pay market rate rent. And the new year also brings big changes for four Georgia colleges, which consolidate into two as of today. The former Armstrong State University in Savannah is now a campus of Georgia Southern. And Bainbridge State College in southwest Georgia has become a campus of Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College. But even though the administrations have merged, academic changes will take a little longer. Georgia Southern's consolidated curriculum will start with the fall semester this year. The school's consolidation website says programs currently offered on a specific campus will stay on that campus at least through spring 2022. These are just the latest state colleges to join forces since the University of Georgia system launched its consolidation initiative in 2011. It brings down the total number of schools to 26 from 35 before the changes. And the brother-in-law of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died. Isaac Newton Ferris Sr. was a founding member of the Martin Luther King Center for Nonviolent Social Change. He married Christine King in 1960 in a ceremony performed by Dr. King and their brother A.D. King. Ferris suffered from prostate cancer and Parkinson's disease. His daughter tells the Associated Press that he died at his Atlanta home Saturday. He was 83. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.